Good morning, everyone. Hey, name Joe. From east of the river. My home group is under New Management Stepping Tradition Meeting. We meet every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's a living. We do first Thursday of every month from the Living Clean Journey Continue book. We buried a close friend of mine yesterday morning, Todd J. He and I attended my first five NA conventions together. He was a person that I was very close to, and as a direct result of the disease of addiction, he's no longer with us. I wanted to say that because all of us don't get clean and stay clean. You know, I was 50 years old when I got here. You know, my clean date is June the 2nd, year 2000. And prior to coming here, I was in and out of the penitentiaries. I started using at 17, and I was 50 years old when I got here. So this program, Narcotics Anonymous, has truly changed my life, saved my life. You know, I had no idea that I was going to get here and be able to get this because everything I tried before this program didn't work. I didn't allow myself to do anything, but I wouldn't buy into anything before I got here. This program is where the journey began. You know, a sponsor that helped me when I couldn't help myself, guided me through this program, you know. And I've been thinking about when Murray asked me, did I want to do a workshop? Of course, I said no.
Murray on chop block.
Yeah. First thing I said was, no, I can't do that. And then I said, well, I'll call you back. Well, I called my sponsor and asked him. And he said, I don't see why you can't do it.
Right.
You don't have any reason to, you got a reason to not be able to do it? I couldn't think of anything. You know, I said, well, you all right then. Go do it. So I'm here to do it, you know. You know, I thought about, you know, you always think about what you're going to say. I had a whole lot of good things to say. I can't remember any of that now. I can't remember any of them good things that I was going to say when I got up here. But I do know this, I can share I can share my experience. You know, I can share what has happened since I've been here. You know, I can share that I've been divorced in this program and ain't used. You know, I can share that I've had surgery 4 months ago in this program and ain't used. You know, I can share that when I got out of the hospital, I weighed 159 pounds and thought that I was going to be able to go back to work in 2 weeks and resume doing the things that I normally would do in a short period of time. I'm here to tell you, it took me a month, you know, to begin to feel normal again. You know, I went back to work, and the people gracefully allowed me to work myself back into shape. You know, I'm thankful. I'm grateful to have those people in my life because they could have told me to go home. But they chose me, they chose to allow me to work myself back. I'm a baker. By trade. I've been baking for a long, long time. I used to be a baker for the federal penitentiaries, which I no longer do. But now I bake for another company, and I've been there 18 years. You know, my clean day, my high date is 2 months after my clean day. And my goal is to retire soon. I'm old enough. I have enough time to. But I don't think right now that I'm ready to set home. You know, I don't want, I'm the kind of person, I'm an outgoing person. You know, I don't want to be home yet all day trying to figure out what to do. You know, an addict like me will find something to do. And it might not be the right thing. You know, prior to coming here, all I ever did was sell dope, use dope, and go to the penitentiary. You know, I could not figure out how to give them people a clean uniform. Never could. Never did. And somebody told me, say, the way to give a clean uniform is not to use. I'm the addict that they told when I got here, if you don't commit a crime, you might not go to jail. I couldn't figure that out. Because I was always, you know, I'm a product of the project, Potomac Gardens. And what we did, we committed crimes and we went to jail, didn't tell on nobody, and come home and resume the same behavior. I did that for a long, long time. I could not figure out that I was my biggest problem. You know, of course I wanted to be accepted. You know, where I come from, that's one way to be accepted. You know, the guy that come home from college with a 4-year degree, they overlooked him, but when I come home, they give me a party. Every time I come home, they gave me a problem. Because they know I was going to go do the same thing that I always did. You know, I stayed in that vicious cycle for a long time. A long time, you know. Doreen used to tell me, you ain't tired yet. Tired of what? I mean, what is she talking about? Tired. She needs to mind her business. But the journey, you know, since I've been clean, a whole lot of things have changed. You know, the way I think, the people that I used to be with, I still know those people. I choose not to do what they are doing. You know,
that's right.
It could be easy for me to get caught up because, you know, I got a couple of dollars.
Right, right.
You know, I could go. I could think that one more time I could flip something, and I end up being the one flipped. You know, I always had bright ideas. I don't know about anybody else, but I always got a bright idea. My bright ideas always land me in the penitentiary. You know, my mother used to say, you home visiting us again? Because I stayed in the penitentiary more than I did at home. You know, I was so glad, man, to get to this program, you know, and be able to stop going to jail. You know, I haven't been incarcerated not one time since I've been here. So that tell you right there that, you know, once your behavior changed, everything else changed. You know, prior to getting here, I ain't worked nowhere. I ain't had no job. She talking about she had 30 years of government service. I had 30 years of going to the penitentiary. They don't credit that to you, though. You know, that don't... I ain't gonna get no Social Security money for that. I ain't gonna get near time for that. No, I ain't had no 30 years of government service, but I did have a lot of time in the penitentiary. When I got here, I was tired. You know, I was tired of going to jail. Didn't know how to stop. I wasn't listening to nobody. You know, my sponsor always talk about how hard my head is. And I'm a hard head dope fiend. It would not listen to anybody. So I got what I was supposed to get. But since I've been here, you know, I've been able to listen. I got some people in my life that love me. And it's important to have people in your life to love you. You know, it's important that you love somebody. When I got here, I couldn't talk about this. I couldn't tell nobody that I loved them. You know, they always say, "Joe, tell them that you love them." I look at them like they was crazy. I ain't, you know, because I didn't, you know, I couldn't do that in the beginning. I can do it now, you know, but it's taken a whole lot to nurture me back to who I am now, who I was supposed to be, and who I was all along. But the streets, you know, the streets will take all that away from me. You know, using. And a lot of times, man, I used to say, "I ain't gonna use. I come home this time, I ain't going to 14th Street, or I ain't going to 7th Street. And I don't care whether I come home by plane, bus, train. Most of the time, my first stop was a strip. My family would be waiting on me, and sometimes I didn't get there for days. I remember one particular time I had a white outfit. You know, they used to send me clothes to come home in and all that, you know. I had a white outfit. By the time I got home, the white outfit had blood all on it. My mother looked at me and shook her head. One more time, he gonna stop somewhere else before he got here. You know. So when I got here, I was desperate. You know, I was desperate for some help. I ain't know how to ask for no help. But after I kept coming, you know, the keep coming process helped me to see that change was possible. That there were some people that had done this before I did. And all I had to do was follow the format. That wasn't easy, you know, because I always want to put my hand in something. You know, I ain't going to go to this meeting. I ain't going to talk to these people or that group of people. But I need everybody in this program. Everybody. You know, we need each other. You know, I found that out after being here for a while. You know, the guy that passed, he chose to go back out. And he had cancer. Cancer and radiation and dope don't mix. So as a result of that, he's no longer here. But I'm gonna use that to motivate me to keep coming, you know, and encourage the newcomer that a new way of life is possible. A new way of life, there's hope. There's hope for me, there's hope for everybody. You know, I used to say, well, my journey ain't like everybody else's. You know, I'm different. My journey is just like everybody else. You know, you come in here, lose the desire to use, find a new way to live.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to retire from my job. I know my body tells me now that you know, I'm not as young. I can't do the things that I used to do. My head might tell me that I can. But my body, when I get off work in the afternoon or in the morning, I get off at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I get in my car. I can get home but I can't get out of the car sometimes. I sit in the driveway 15 minutes. I might go to sleep. I might have the door open with the music playing. But it takes me, man, 10, 15 minutes to get up. My bones be hurting, you know. My bones be hurting, man, you know. And I hear other people talk about their aches and their pains and all, you know. I try not to complain too much because, you know, I did everything in the world to not be here. You know, I mean, I did everything I could possibly do to not be here. I'm grateful that I'm here, you know. I'm grateful for the aches and pains, man. I'm also grateful for the opportunity to be able to come up here and share my experience, strength, and hope with the newcomers, you know. That is a dope fiend like me, a career dope fiend, a 30-year dope fiend. Can stop shooting dope. I'm talking about stop shooting dope. Get a job. A real job, you know. Not selling dope. I ain't sold no dope since I've been here. I've had a whole lot of opportunities, but, you know, that's not how I want to live today. You know, I don't choose to do that anymore. Penitentiary will finish me. You know, I mean, that would take all my desire, all my will. So I don't commit no crimes. You know, I even drive slow now. They say old people drive slow, so I drive slow. You know, but I'm all right with that. You know, I always say, what's the hurt? 25 years ago, I couldn't have said I wouldn't have said that. Couldn't have said that because I was in a hurry. It was going nowhere. You know, it was going nowhere. You know. But man, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the people that come out and supported me. You know, I'm grateful for Murray for asking me to do something that I would not have volunteered to do. I wasn't gonna come up here on my own. But I'm able and I'm grateful to be able to have the opportunity to give back what was so freely given to me, you know. The conventions are one of the things, and there's a couple speakers that I heard early on that inspired me to keep coming. You know, this is my 16th convention in a row, consecutive, back to back. Only thing I ever had 16 of prior to coming here was 16 years in the penitentiary, you know, I did a whole lot of that consistently. But I ain't had no other consistent things that I did before getting to this program. So to be able to come here every year, have a good time, see people that I ain't seen all year, and be able to share some time with them, enjoy myself in the process. Of course, we go to the malls and all that, you know. I kind of shop a little bit instead of gambling and spending my money foolishly in other areas. But you know, I'll overcome that someday too. But right now, that's what I do. You know, I don't know how much more time. Oh, it's about time. Anyway, I want to say this. After I had the surgery, I didn't know how physically unable to perform that I was until the doctors started telling me different things that had occurred in my body and what I needed to do in order to build myself up again, you know. And I didn't really know that I was that sick. But You know, I do know that I used dope for a long time, and I do know that I did things to harm my body. But I never had really taken the time to find out how much harm I had done. So I had to have the surgery, which was removal of my parathyroid, which controls the calcium and the magnesium and a lot of other things in your body that are essential to the normal everyday workings of the body. So I didn't know how devastated that had made me until the surgery. So of course it took time for me to build my strength back up. I said I weighed 159 pounds when I got out of the hospital. I weigh 185 now.
That's right.
You know, so in the process of that, I learned that I had some other things going on, you know, and all those other things have been addressed also. So I had a physical about a month ago. I got a clean bill of health at 68 years old. So that shows that everything can change, that anything is possible in here, you know. That the God of my understanding has put me in a position to keep going, even when I thought that I wouldn't be able to. You know, so I'm grateful, man. You know, I'm grateful, and I like to encourage the newcomer, the new person, to keep coming. If you've been here for a while, I like to also encourage you to keep coming. And if you've been here for a long time, I particularly want to encourage you to keep coming, because we need you. We need you to continue to show us what it's about and how to do it. You know, what would this program be without the older person, the person with a lot of time? You know, wow, he says time. But anyway, thanks for the opportunity to get up here and share my experience, strength, and hope. My name is Joe Myers.